Christmas. And you can sit closer if you want. It's kind of lonely up here. We did have our son 2 days ago on Thursday. So God be praised. His name's Luke Andrew. It means bringer of light to men, which I thought was really fitting for the day because it was the first day after the winter solstice as the light begins bringing its warmth and light back to the earth. So didn't plan it that way. That's the Lord's doing, but so it is. It's great to be with you here on Christmas Eve. I'm going to record this service, I think, just the audio of it on Podbean. I think it's working. I don't know. My wife's trying to test it out. But I did want to make a couple notes before we begin. You'll notice on the very back page, I say, join us for our candlelight service at 10 p.m. this evening. This is true. And tomorrow for our 9 a.m. divine service. I don't know why I put 10 in there. It's at 9 a.m., just like normal. I'll mention that again at the end, but I want to make sure it's especially known. I don't want to ruin anyone's Christmas showing up an hour late. So 9 a.m. All right. We begin by singing, O Come, All Ye Faithful. Christmas season, it is our duty and delight to hear again the message of the angels, and in heart and mind, to go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us, the Christ child, lying in a manger. Let us read and learn in Holy Scripture the story of the loving purposes of God from the first days after our fall into sin to the glorious redemption brought to us by this holy child. But first, let us pray for people all over the world who would delight with us to know the good news of Jesus Christ and who would join us in singing his praises. Let us pray for the people of this city and for all those in our own congregation. And because this would please our Lord, let us remember in his name the poor and helpless, the cold, the hungry, and the oppressed, the sick and those who are sad, the lonely and the unloved, the elderly and the little children. We especially remember all those who do not know the Lord Jesus, or who do not love him, or who by sin have grieved his heart of love. Finally, let us remember before God all those who rejoice with us in heaven, who live in greater light than we, that multitude which no one can number, whose hope was in the Word made flesh, who died in faith, and who live before the throne of God and praise him each day in his temple. We confess that we are united with them as we are united with one another. These prayers and praises let us humbly offer up to the throne of heaven, in the words Christ himself has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Let me see. Lesson one is from Genesis chapter 3. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, "Where are you?" So he said, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, you should not eat?" Then the man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I ate." And the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you are cursed more than all cattle, and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." To the woman he said, "I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you." Then to Adam he said, "Because you have heeded the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, 'You shall not eat of it,' cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, For you are dust, and to dust you shall return. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We sing our hymn, Gentle Mary Laid Her Child, 374. Lesson 2 is from Isaiah chapter 7. Moreover, the Lord spoke again to Ahaz, saying, Ask a sign for yourself from the Lord your God. Ask it either in the depth or in the height above. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, nor will I test the Lord. Then he said, Hear now, O house of David. Is it a small thing for you to weary men? But will you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Curds and honey he shall eat, and he may know to refuse evil and choose the good. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We sing him, What Child Is This? 370. Lesson 3 is from Isaiah chapter 9. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We stand for our next hymn, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, hymn 380.
Thank you.
Lesson 4 is from Isaiah chapter 11. There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. His delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his loins, and faithfulness the belt of his waist. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with a young goat, the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play by the cobra's hole, and the weaned child shall put his hand in the viper's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse who shall stand as a banner to the people. For the Gentiles shall seek him, and his resting place shall be glorious. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We sing, O Come, Emmanuel, hymn 357, stanzas 1, 5, 4, and 5, and 7. Lesson 5 is from Micah, chapter 5. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from of old, from everlasting. Therefore he shall give them up until the time that she who is in labor has given birth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return to the children of Israel, and he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall abide. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We sing "O Little Town of Bethlehem," 361. lesson 6 is from Luke chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, to Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We sing Away in a Manger, 364. Stand for the seventh lesson. Lesson 7 is from Luke chapter 2. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We sing Angels We Have Heard on High, 368. Wow. You should be standing up here during that song. It just transports you, I mean, right to those fields. Hearing you guys behind me, oh, wow. Amazing. Now, Christ was born during the reign of Caesar Augustus. Augustus was the greatest ruler of the known world. During his reign, all power emanated from Rome. At a single word from his lips, peoples of the empire could be thrown into chaos. One such word, through Joseph and Mary and the baby she carried, into the turbulence of time and space, and yes, even taxes. Caesar commanded, but it was the Lord himself who was at work, ordering everything for our good. God carried the Holy Family to safety, to Bethlehem, as was long foretold. and in a makeshift nursery, the child long promised was finally born. Here was Abraham's distant star. Here was Jesse's branch. Here was David's son. In the dark fields nearby, the sky burst forth with heavenly cries of glory. An army of angels appeared, and some lowly shepherds heard for the first time that good news. Their shepherd had been born. Their Savior, their King, had come. In the vast array of the cosmos, the light of a singular star stood sentinel that night. Those who beheld such a heavenly sign and knew its meaning embarked on a treacherous journey to find the King of that star and bring him their homage and their gifts. Abraham's promise was fulfilled. His offspring now had their king, even he who has arisen to rule the Gentiles. The Magi from the east were the first of us Gentiles to worship this one true king. And so we follow them, these wise men, to Bethlehem, as it were, this night, and there find our king, our joy. In that child, born in weakness, is all the power of God. The might of Caesar, so far-reaching, so extraordinary, is made most pitiful at the sound of this baby's first cry. God Almighty, there among his people. Beloved, our Emmanuel has come. The King of all creation has kept his promises of old. The curse which overshadowed Adam and Eve and all we offspring has been lifted. The babe of Bethlehem has won our salvation. The signs of a star and swaddling clothes and manger have been outshone by the redemptive marks that he now bears in his hands, in his feet, and in his side. Now the signs of spirit, water, and blood cry out. Our Savior's birth, his life, his death, his resurrection are now a blessing for you. For you, for mankind, for the church. And being so blessed to be gathered here in the church, in the house of the Lord, we behold the signs that Christ is here among us. And the sign of a spirit-filled word from this shepherd's voice. We behold the sign of the water in the baptismal font, the sign of the bread and the wine, the body and blood of the Lord's Supper. In and with all these signs, Christ himself desires to descend, true God and true man, to be with us. And why does he come? To forgive, to sanctify, and make us pure in his sight, to teach us and guide us in the light of his word, and to unite us together as one family. One Spirit, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Here in the Lord's house, week after week, he gathers this new family of his to give us more than the joy of his Christmas, but the full, year-long, everlasting joy of our eternal salvation, our joy that never fades away. This joy, O beloved of the Lord, this joy is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself. And so from God our Father, from our Lord Jesus Christ, and from the Holy Spirit, our Comforter, from all the saints in glory and all the angels, and from every saint here with us, from the bottom of our hearts, we say, return to the Lord, week in and week out. Abide with him forever. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. At this time, the congregation collects her joy-filled free will offerings to the Lord. Congregation stands for prayer.
O God, you make us glad with the yearly remembrance of the birth of your only begotten Son.
Lesson 8 is from Luke chapter 2. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We sing Silent Night, 363.
Thank you.
Jesus Christ, the love of God, and communion with the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
Feel free to join us tonight at 10 p.m. As we have candlelight service along with communion, or tomorrow at 9 a.m. as we celebrate Christ's